What's going on in Hollywood and thereabouts? Let's find out. Orla's here. And we will see what's going on right now. Orla, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, darling?
I'm doing good. I must tell you that the fur-lined sweatshirt that you're wearing is really kind of special. I've not
you
seen
like
one
it?
Of those before.
You're just
it's very
jealous.
Nice.
I'll leave it behind because it's nice and pink, and I'm sure pink suits you.
It is my color, yes. What's going on?
Okay, well, Justin Timberlake, he's filling up his resume. He's the new correspondent for TNT Sports. He'll be filing reports from NBA playoffs, NASCAR races, PGA championships, and Major League Baseball games.
What's up with this guy?
He wants to do it all.
He went from being a singer to now what he introduced the Celine thing, right? He did her opening in Vegas.
Yeah.
Not all that well, I thought. And now he's going to sports.
Yeah.
What's up?
You want to do it all.
I guess. Okay.
But you know one thing he is going to be doing? Well, Justin and Brittany have put their differences to bed, and they'll be doing...
Bad choice of words
snicker,
there.
Snicker, snicker, snicker. Yeah. They'll be doing a duet together in order to kickstart her career again because she had a year of bad publicity.
Mm-hmm.
And they do share the same record label, yeah. So he's going to get her back in the charts again.
Okay. But there's nothing going on between them again, is there?
No. But he did say he was totally obsessed with her, but he was totally faithful.
So he's over her. They're going to be working together, and there's nothing going on between them as far as you know.
No, nothing at all.
Is he still obsessed with her?
No, he's gotten over that, but hey, you start working together, and there used to be something there. Well,
yeah, but now she's changed her hair. She cut her hair. It's brunette now instead of blonde. I mean, she's undergone a bit of a change.
Yeah, there's a big brunette thing going across Hollywood.
Is there?
Yeah. I'm going in the wrong direction.
Wow.
I'm not.
That's interesting. No, you're certainly not.
Thank you.
You know the J-Lo Flashdance video?
I haven't seen it. I've heard about it, but I have not yet seen
You've
it.
You've heard about it or about
I've heard about it. That's right. And that's what most of it is, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
I got to find this somewhere.
There's plenty of butt there. Well, her record label company has been put on legal notice for copying some of the dance moves from the original Flashdance movie.
Right.
And she said it's one of her favorite movies, and she just wanted to pay tribute to the director of the 1983 film.
You mean she didn't get copyright permission
to copy
first?
A dance move? Did you need to get copyright for that?
Well, it's very clear that she's doing stuff on Flashdance.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. It's totally clear.
You'd think the guys from Flashdance would be happy that, you know, 20 years later someone is doing this.
That's right.
Well, they'll sell more original movies.
And trust me, everything's clear on the video.
I must check this out. Okay.
Make a note of it. NYPD Blue actor Kim Delaney, she was busted for drink driving last year and now has checked herself into rehab. She was also on ABC's Philly.
Yeah, I liked her. Always did. I liked her on NYPD Blue and then...
Then she was going to go to CSI Miami, and that didn't work.
They kicked her off. Remember, she did like a couple of episodes and said, no, not here.
Yeah.
But she apparently has a substance abuse problem and is now going into rehab.
But I'll tell you a nice guy in the headlines. Matrix star Keanu Reeves. He showed up on set with gifts for the 12 stunt guys that worked with him on Matrix Reloaded. You know what he gave them? They each got a Harley Davidson.
Ooh,
nice to work in Hollywood.
Nice.
Shades of Elvis Presley.
They each got a Harley Davidson, all 12 of the stunt
all
guys.
All 12 of them.
That's right, because in the new Matrix, if you see Keanu, he can't even move, much less do this, you know, do the bending thing. He got all the stunt guys to do this for him, so to make him look good, he bought them each Harley. That's a nice touch.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Very nice.
All right, thank you, Orla. Have yourself a terrific weekend.
Thank you.
Catch you
too.
Back here next
13
week.
Minutes after 6 o'clock, speaking of entertainment. Of the non-sports variety, Orla is with us this morning with a look at entertainment. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Doug?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm doing good. And there's a kind of a little thing to fix up at the beginning with relation to Tobey Maguire. Right?
Absolutely.
I stumbled the other day. All right, let's get to it. All right, so the deal was we said Tobey was not going to be in the sequel to Spider-Man, but now...
That's right, because he'd hurt his back. But a report from USA Today says he is going to be putting his little blue and red tight suit back on. He obviously took our advice when we said he should bring a doctor on the set.
So now he is going to be back playing the new Spider-Man the old Spider-Man.
Absolutely.
Okay. Can I ask you a personal question? Do you find him hot?
I don't
Tobey
think
Maguire?
So. No. But listen, you don't see his face. You just see his, you know, body.
Yeah. That's probably not even his body.
That's true, actually.
He's a little guy.
I know.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I didn't look that
good. Just curious.
Let's move on
that.
On that
I never
one. Sopranos. Well, they'll definitely be returning for their fifth season. That starts shooting in April because HBO came to an agreement with James Gandolfini, otherwise known as Tony Soprano. Now, he was originally asking for $16 million for the 13 episodes.
Jeez.
I know, crazy, eh? But HBO only wanted to give him $11 million, but apparently they made him an offer he couldn't refuse, and everything's going ahead.
Well, I'm glad he's going to be back, because that show's obviously nothing without him, so welcome back, James Gandolfini.
And it's so good, I love that show. Lisa Marie Presley, she made her singing debut in front of 1,000 music execs this week, promoting her first album, which gets released on April 8th, and the feedback was positive.
Really?
Yeah. Very, very positive. So that's one to watch out for.
Lisa Marie Presley's first album, her debut album.
That's right.
Okay.
And, check this one out. Monica Lewinsky, she's back in the limelight, folks.
Monica Lewinsky.
And it's not because she's doing a cigar advert or anything.
Yeah, what is she doing now?
She is the new reality TV host for Mr. Personality. Yep. Oh, and that airs on Fox April 21st. That should be interesting.
And yeah, what's this show about, Mr. Personality?
Mr. Personality is where one female contestant gets courted by men whose looks are hidden. So she can't go on looks. You just have to go strictly on personality. And I like that. I think that's good.
It could be a bit scary. Bag, I'm a little...
Monica Lewinsky hosting a reality show.
Yeah.
Called Mr. Personality.
It's really going down the swanny, this one, eh? And Sir Paul McCartney, former Beatles star, he's going to be performing his first concert in Russia in Red Square. That's on May 24th in front of about 100,000 fans. But because apparently in the 1960s, Beatles were not welcome in Russia.
That's right.
You know,
as were most groups from the West, but...
Yeah, because Russia saw them as the forefront of the sexual revolution of the West. But you know, what, did people not do it in Russia in the 1960s?
No.
Oh,
no.
They just popped out of eggs or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's going to be playing in Russia.
That's right. Weekend TV. Well, Saturday night, you got the Raspberry Awards. And Sunday night, it's Oscar night. So I'm going to be staying in.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the end of the... Oh, my God. Yes. I completely forgot.
So there I am.
The Academy Awards are on Sunday, but this is going to be kind of a scaled-down version of the Academy Awards, right? Because of the war?
Exactly.
I read Will Smith he pulled out yesterday saying he doesn't think we ought to be doing this.
Oh, yeah, there's quite a few that
just
are
not traveling.
Evening.
Yeah, very much so.
So I'm going to be there with my box of whippets and my glass of wine. And I'll be back on Monday with lots of info.
My box of whippets and my glass of wine.
I love those biscuits.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, Orla. We'll see you later.
You're welcome.
Have a good
bye.
Weekend. 17 past 6.